So as an African-American community, what can we do better? Because you've talked about the challenges with the white policemen, but what about the black community?
The black community needs to listen, because we're just as guilty. We're just as guilty. We have formed opinions and thoughts and ideas, and we're not open to change. So we are in need of a voice where we can understand, and I say we because I'm part of that community, where we can understand both sides instead of just being so just this is the way that it is, and they're not open for change. And that's why I talk about community policing. We got to get back to the basics. So if the black community was open to the white officer coming up to the doorstep or to the porch and just having a conversation, then they could see that every officer isn't that bad just by engaging in conversation.
Right.
I engaged an officer in my office who could tell me better about African-American cooking than I could. And it was because he, years ago, did community policing, and he would visit a much older black female who talked to him about cooking. He said, those days are gone. No one goes to the porch and talk anymore. So I think that's what we need to do, just get back to just allowing us to conversate and not be fearful of that. When the car pulls, the police car pulls down the road, everybody goes inside.
Yeah.
Watch them. You'll see it.
Right. Oh, I've done it. Yeah.
They're going, yeah. Oh, my God.
What's wrong? There's a problem.
There's a problem.
Yes.
You shouldn't leave your front porch to go inside because the police car is coming and it's a white male.
Now, I drive a black Ford Explorer, and my good friend Kevin...
Oh, the window's tinted.
Yeah, no, not that bad. You can see me a little bit. But when I drive, my friend Kevin, he's black, he always throws his hands up. So the other day, I caught him, he's there at the car wash, and Rhonda and I were rolling into the car wash, and he was up kind of doing his mats and stuff. And so I rolled up in my car, and I said, hey, keep your hands where I can see them, sir. And he is like, what? And he turned around, he saw the car, and then he saw it was me, and we were all good. But we were dying laughing. We go to church together, so we were dying laughing
beautiful.
About it.
But you know, yeah. I'll tap on that about just vehicles. There are blacks who believe that cops are only driving certain cars.
Right.
And they're the jump-out cars. A black Ford Explorer.
I didn't know that when
Taurus.
I bought it. Yeah.
You see that car coming? They're going inside.
Right.
A car? A car makes you fearful to sit on your porch.
Yeah.
Because that's a cop car.
Right.
Yeah,
that's real.
Allow the car to park and let the officer come up and maybe engage you.
Right.
So if that officer comes back for a call of service, for whatever it may be, you know him. That's Officer Brown.
That's great.
That's Officer Green.
Now, you have reached out to the community. You've gone to high schools to present.
Love it. Yes.
And how are you received?
I will tell you, I usually present at high schools that's in our black communities. That's who invite me. They are in awe that I'm a black female in law enforcement. How did you survive it? You should be dead by now.
Wow.
So that brings up a different, I'm a law enforcement officer, but they also believe that as a law enforcement officer, being black and female, that I shouldn't have survived it. I should be dead by now. I've had students say that to me.
Now, how do the boys treat you?
They don't want to have anything to do with me.
Wow.
Because I'm a cop. And what they've seen in the media is cops kill black, young black men. They don't talk. The females will tell me anything, everything. The guys don't have much to say.
Wow.
So I try to break that, because all they've seen, regardless of female, regardless of black, I'm a cop. I carry a gun. I have a badge. And she's just like the rest of them. I've been told that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope, you know, so we go forward. We're talking about the way forward today.
The way
absolutely.
We can keep breaking that down. And just your service and your work is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And,
thank you.
And your discussion of your faith in the middle of that.
Have
in the
to
middle
be.
Of all the craziness. So we're so grateful for you coming
thank
and being
you.
With us.
I'm honored. Dr. I really
Patterson,
am.
Yeah, we're honored to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, as Nick said, this is a series that we have created, and we're looking for peacemakers. We're looking for men and women who want to stand in the divide and say, you know what, I'm different.
Yes.
Because of my relationship with God, and I'm here to serve humanity. So
yes.
You are our first guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for being a part of our
podcast.
Yeah, thanks for being on the Peacemakers podcast.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you. Thank you.
I do. I feel like I fit in because my kids would tell you, I feel like I am the difference because I have a different mindset, mm-hmm. and I will not change that.
All righty.
I will not change that. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Well, we will be back. We will have future episodes. Please stay tuned. Take care.